Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What do you think it'll be like to see him and play against him for the first time?
Obviously different, and he's so recent, right? But, you know, he's going to do everything possible to kick our ass, and we're going to do everything possible to do the same. So that's the business of it. So, you know, the only thing is that he's so recent that he's going to feel awkward, but... I think both teams have a job to do, is play the game and try to win it.
How was Alex Cora the other day discussing this weekend where he's going to face Rafael Devers?
Very exciting, though. Quick turnaround.
Yeah. No,
I like it. It's not like, oh, you don't even play the Giants this year. It's like, no, you play them, and it's this week.
Let me ask you, with that Bregman tweet, I didn't see that, or post on Instagram or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Do you think he plays this weekend?
I don't.
Okay. I don't either. If he plays this weekend, are you like, here we go again? They're just rushing him back to play against the Giants in the Devers series? Like, I would say, as much as you need Bregman back and I want him back, and it's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI, you can dial us up, 617-779-7937. As much as I want him back, I wouldn't rush him back for this series, and it would make me question it if he's playing in this specific series going against Rafael Devers, who... Keith, you're getting some flack on
what?
On the text line.
No, I'm not.
About Devers and his errors.
Oh, well, it's the same guy, I think. That goes nuts.
Rafael Devers.
He's having a tough Friday.
He has played seven full seasons in the big leagues.
Yeah.
Where he was a third baseman. He came up, he only played 56 games in 2017. So that's hard to lead the league in errors when you only play 56 games.
True.
His full years in the bigs started in 2018 through 2024. He didn't play any third base this year.
No, well documented. Is that right?
He went 24 errors, 22 errors, 14 errors, but that was 2020, only a 57-game season. 22 errors, 14 errors, 19 errors, 12 errors every single year, all seven full seasons he played in the bigs. Yeah. He led the league in errors. But the text that came in, Keith, is saying, well, Bregman made 10 last year at third.
Yeah.
Devers made 12. That's a difference in two errors. How different are they, really?
They're very different, sir or ma'am. Mm.
Could be a man. Good point.
Not hyperbole to say Rafael Devers is the worst defensive third baseman over the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
He is. And errors is one stat you can look at, but it also doesn't take into account the number of balls that Bregman gets to versus the number of balls that Devers gets to. There might be a ball hit to the left side that Devers can't even make a play on, and it's a hit or whatever, and you're like, you just kind of move on. Maybe Bregman makes that play. Or maybe Bregman even dives to his left, gets up, and then that leads to the throwing error where Devers never would have gotten to it before.
Right.
There's enough nerds, not me, but there are enough nerds out there that look into every possible thing. All these like run saved stats and all
well,
these.
So yeah, go ahead. I look those up. I don't know the defensive run save stats super well, but I know it's a metric. You can go on Fangraphs. You can glance at it. It's easy to look up. Devers was dead last in defensive run saves last year in the bigs, -9. Bregman was a +6. That's sixth. He's fifth in baseball again this year. So Bregman's been good defensively at third, which you can see with your eyes.
He had a bunch of errors early, and Devers, I was like, all right, you got to clean that up.
Devers has been terrible his whole career.
Right.
He's been terrible at third base. So the reason that came up is because you asked, would the Red Sox be in a better position now that Campbell's sent down?
Yeah.
if they did just go through with Devers at third, Bregman at second? My answer is I don't think so, but I don't know. Maybe they would have been better
that way. I think breaking away from Devers now and for the long haul is probably for the best. Now, they need to reinvest that money. They need to go out and get some really good players, whether it's at the deadline or this offseason. But this probably would have come to a head at some point. At some point over the or now in the end of his contract, you were going to have to move him off of third base. So this season was a little bit more, I guess, ripping the Band-Aid off. But unfortunately, there was just no like coming back from that. Like that basically ended the relationship when you did that. But when he signed that deal, and it's funny, remember Cora had that line about like, well, the guy that signed that deal isn't here. So maybe Chaim Bloom was like, you're our third baseman forever. Well, and then it's like, well, he's gone. And nobody with eyes thought he was going to be a third baseman forever.
I think Schein brought this up earlier in the week, and it's a great point. I'm not sure when Devers said he was promised he was going to play third, what that even means. Who promised him that? When was that promised?
Right.
Like, was it Bloom when he signed the deal? Was it John Henry when he signed the deal? Was it Cora while Bregman never told him anything firm? Like, what was it? And so I'm not even sure how true that is or if it's true, how recent it happened.
I don't think anybody does that with anybody. Like, Bryce Harper's moving position. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think any player has been, like, guaranteed you're going to play this position. They got little Jose Altuve playing left field now. Like, nobody's locked in at a position.
You see, Euclid had a tweet about this, too.
Euclid's moving positions all the time.
That's exactly what I thought. Euclid was like, oh, everybody thinks it's so easy to go to first base. He's like, I really struggled when I went to the outfield. And I'm like,
he shouldn't have gone to the outfield.
Okay, he
should have. But he did.
Thank you. That was my point. I'm like, at least you did it.
I think Euclid played second base for a game, didn't he?
This guy refused to do it.
Yeah.
At least you did it, Euclid. That's the whole point.
No, but that's also,
and by the way, he's like, yeah, well, because people ask him that. They're like, yeah, outfield's really tough. It's not like moving third to first. He's like, yeah, third to first made a lot more sense. I'm like, that's what they were asking Devers to do.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's why, like, as I heard the morning show talking about, you know, they're asking Ty Law about moving positions. And they're like, well, yeah, what if they asked you to play fullback? I'm like, that's not what this is. They didn't ask Devers to pitch.
Did they? Okay, so I didn't hear that. I heard a lot of Ty.
Yeah. But Ty was even like, well, if they asked me to play receiver, he's like, yeah. I would like to play receiver.
I heard a lot of Ty when he wasn't getting dumped.
Yeah, I didn't hear all of Ty, unfortunately.
No one did. Unless you were live at Bernie's Beach Bar. You didn't hear everything Ty Law had to say. But Ty Law, did they ask him about playing special teams? He played special teams.
No, they didn't ask him about that.
On championship caliber teams, they asked him about changing positions,
but then they went to the extreme of like playing a completely different position. That's why, like, if you're Euclid or Devers, playing third base and first base is one thing. Playing third base and left field or catcher or, you know, relief pitcher, those are all very, very different.
But at least you did it.
No, but he was pissed about being the DH. That's literally just hitting what you were already doing.
And
so how do you think he was going to react to any other position?
He was pissed about going to DH. Then he went there, and he raked, and he was wrong. Like, Devers was wrong the whole time about not wanting to go to DH.
Oh, he should have been a DH.
I feel like that gets buried. There's two things that get buried. Number one, he's really just pissed they signed Bregman.
Yeah.
And number two, he didn't want to go to DH. He went there, and he was completely wrong about it.
He was good.
So he's probably wrong again.
Yeah.
He's got a track record of being wrong on this. He's probably
wrong
again.
And now he'll be the first baseman tonight for the Giants.
Exactly. Oh, get ready for that. So the game's tonight. You can catch it tonight on WEEI. You can catch the whole series on EEI this weekend. Where would this rank, Keith? And maybe we can just spitball some ideas. But where would this rank on an ex-player facing off against their former team? I know this game isn't in Boston, but a former Boston team. Like, what's higher on the anticipation level scale?
Obviously, Tom Brady coming back with the Bucs was insane. Like, the timing of that, like, the very next year you play the Bucs, who you only play one every 4 years, and here he is.
And it was at Gillette, which is important. Like, it was here as opposed to buried out on the West Coast late on a Friday night.
Well, no, that was the second year. Because he'd already been in Tampa for a year, right?
Was it?
I thought it was 2021.
Oh, no, you're right.
So 2020, but whatever. Okay, so it was the second year. But still, it was like a very highly anticipated game. So I'd say Tom Brady and the Bucks coming to Gillette Stadium was big. I think the first time the Celtics faced Ray Allen with the Heat was a big deal. Kyrie Irving with the Nets was a big deal.
Those were definitely big deals. I'll give you a coach.
Tyler Seguin?
Yeah.
I remember thinking it was a big deal. I think he had a good time in Boston that night.
Oh, he's getting booed.
Did he get scratched? I forget. There was something with Sagan.
Sagan's had some big games against the Bruins early
on. But he also had some good times.
Let me give you. Well, there's a lot of that. Let me give you a coach. Parcells coming back.
Tunable.
Like, I think that's way bigger than Devers. Yeah.
I was thinking too recently, like Roger Clemens with the Blue Jays. Clemens with the Blue Jays was insane.
Flipping off,
staring daggers at Dan Duquette is walking off the mound.
Way bigger.
He's like, "Yeah, I want to go closer to home." So he goes to Toronto, and you're like, Like any map I've seen, that's not closer to Texas, but that's fine. But yeah, that was a big deal. And then really, anytime Clemens faced the Red Sox after that, because between the Blue Jays and the Yankees, that was a huge deal. You know, much different because it ended.
What about like Pearson KG?
So
when they came back with Brooklyn,
not really. I love those guys, but it was sort of the Celtics stunk that year, and I don't know. Like, I guess the same thing is true for some of those other returns, but I feel like that one was like good for those guys. Some of the players you had bad blood for, right? Some of like Kyrie Irving, like screw that guy. Other ones, it was. You were kind of rooting for that player somewhere else, and now they're playing against your team.
This is a good one, Malloy. Malloy's actually very apt, very apt comparison.
Oh yeah, especially that first game when they played Buffalo. Smoked them.
It's an away game. It's right back in your face. Although Malloy's teammates were pissed that he was gone, and these guys don't care one bit that Devers is gone.
Yeah,
that's a big difference.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's that in terms of a timeline and where the game is, and that's a pretty good one.
Phil Kessel.
Kessel
is a good one.
Twitch chat said Joe Thornton.
Oh, Joe Thornton, sure.
Okay, I mean
but that was another one. Like that was a weird. They're all a little bit different, right? Because some of the times you were mad at the player for leaving. Sometimes you were mad at the GM for trading the player or for not re-signing the player. So there's all different kind of emotions.
I think Malloy's a good one.
Yeah, it is.
Malloy's a good one. They replaced Malloy with a better player. No offense, I love Lawyer Malloy, but they replaced Malloy with a better player, Rodney Harrison. We'll see if this team's better off for it. Like the Patriots were better off for it. But Malloy wasn't he was a very, very good player. He wasn't like an all-time Patriot.
He's good, though. Real good.
But I kind of think that's similar to Devers. Like, I think Devers gets lumped in with Mookie Betts and names like that. He's not that. He's
generational.
He's a lot closer to a Lawyer Malloy.
People are saying he's a Hall of Famer, Jones.
Than he is to some of these other players. Yeah, Bradfo said that yesterday.
Yeah, I don't get that. I really don't understand it.
Well, we're small hall guys.
We're notoriously small hall guys.
You have the smallest hall.
Not in my hall.
Yeah, no,
tell you that
true.
Much. Not putting him in there. Yeah, but this is, I think what also helps with this one is the timing of it, right? Because some of the players that we named, I think we had more of an attachment to that changed teams than we do Devers. But the way this whole thing unfolded very publicly throughout the season, this, you know, then it was even a surprise that he got traded when he got traded. And then less than a week later, you're facing him. Like that helps.
That is wild. Nomar coming back. Good one.
Oh, yeah.
At the one where he returned to Fenway. Was that the first time he faced him, or did they face him somewhere on the road? I was there the first time he came back at Fenway, I believe, with the A's, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. All right.
Sick brag, bro.
Thank you. I'll take it.
That's not bad.
Marchand didn't get to play against the Bruins. That's true.
Yeah.
Did Joe Thornton get ejected right when he came back?
That could be.
Text line says he got ejected 7 minutes into his return. Multiple texts saying he got ejected. Ooh, Johnny Damon, good one, too.
Drew Bledsoe?
They're throwing money at him in center field.
Oh, Bledsoe. Johnny Damon's going. Damon with the Yanks, and then, Bledsoe
like,
with the Bills.
There's a lot of ones. I guess my point is I'm looking forward to it tonight. I don't want to downplay it.
I really am.
But there's a lot of bigger ones than this.
Yeah, of course.
A lot of bigger ones.
Of course. But I think it'll be fun to see how the teammates – this is another one. Like, they all reacted very differently. Like, they were teammates before. I mean, Ty Law was talking about it this morning, how pissed Ty Law was when Lawyer Malloy was gone. So pissed. Think anybody was pissed that Devers was gone?
No.
No.
Huge difference.
No.
So, but from a timeline standpoint and being right back in your face and all these things, that makes it. Replacing him with a better player, that all makes sense. But, right, Lawyer Malloy's teammates actually liked him.
They were really mad.
This guy, I'm not so sure.
They did not.
617-779-7937. It's Top 5 Friday here on Jones and Keefe. Rafael Devers is gone. He definitely would have been on this list, even begrudgingly. I wouldn't have been able to keep him off this list. Who are the top 5 current Red Sox on the squad right now? And what does that say about the state of the team? Let's get to it on a Top 5 Friday next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Top 5 Friday here on Jones and Keith. Top 5's already rolling in on the text line, Keith. 617-779-7937. We can read some of these coming up. The top 5 current Boston Red Sox now that Rafael Devers is gone. I think we're going to have a lot of agreement at the top. I think there's going to be some debate after that. And I think it's going to say a lot about the current state of the Boston Red Sox. You want to go first on your top 5?
Yeah, sure. I'll go first. I think the top is pretty... I won't build up the suspense by going 5-1 because I think one is pretty easy. It's Garrett Crochet. He is, if not the favorite to win the AL Cy Young, he's right in the mix. He's going to get votes. He's been as advertised, so he's number one. Number two, we haven't seen him for a while, unfortunately, but Alex Bregman, and he's going to be coming back soon. He was great while he was here. He's one of the best hitters. He cleaned up his defense early, and so Alex Bregman's number two. I'm going with Aroldis Chapman.
Whoa!
Number three, he is a... it's a closer you're confident in. The Red Sox have had a ton of them over the years. Every time they've won a World Series, they've always had somebody you can rely on. And Aroldis Chapman, you and I did not love the signing at the time, especially with him being the first signing. And you're like, oh, boy, this is what we're doing. But compared to Kenley Jansen, massive upgrade. And you feel good about him when he's out there. Number four, Carlos Narvaez. Carlos Narvaez, the best defensive catcher currently in baseball. He'll also sock you a hit. He'll hit you a game winner. Should be an all-star catcher, Carlos Narvaez.
Red Sox cleanup hitter most days.
By the way, your guy, Craig Breslow, acquired all four of those guys this offseason.
I'm happy I was actually about to point it out. I'm happy you pointed it out. The top four guys
all
on your list
acquired.
All were acquired by the GM everybody wants fired this offseason.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, keep going.
Those four I feel like should probably be a lock. Number five on my list, a lot of debate. I was going back and forth, a number of different names. I'm going to go with Marcelo Meyer.
Ah.
And the reason I'm doing that, I know he's only hitting 220, but he does have four taters. And if you kind of take what kind of pace, that's like a 30 home run season as a rookie for the pace anyway. And he's playing out of position and he's playing really well. And it just feels like, all right, he at least is proving in the field he is a major leaguer. I feel like if you have to move positions, if you have to move him off of third base, he'll probably be good at second. If they ask him to play first, you'd probably be good at that too. And
you have your shortstop for the next 10 years, you hope.
And I don't know. I feel like I've seen some, not just the home runs, but like he's had some quality at-bats more so than even Campbell or certainly Roman Anthony has. And it's not a super competitive field also with like guys who would be in the top five. So I would go Marcelo Meyer, currently a top five Red Sox.
Okay. Keith has Garrett Crochet, one. He has Alex Bregman, two. He has Aroldis Chapman, who, as Dice points out, great candidate for Rolaids Reliever of the Year right now.
He could be the Rolaids Reliever.
They still hand that out?
They don't, but we will.
Okay, we should.
In honor of the Rolaids.
If you're paying attention to our social media, by the way, we officially have a Hoss of the Week graphic.
Hoss of the Week, first official Hoss of the Week.
Well, graphic.
Graphic.
Yeah,
right?
We've handed out many. I mean, number one.
Crochet's actually been
number one on your list. Crochet's been at 3-4 times.
Yes, but it's Lorenzo the Lobster. The 110-year-old, 21-pound lobster from Madness earlier this week.
And likely our first posthumous.
For sure dead.
Hoss of the Week.
Yeah. Still a Hoss, though.
So you had Chapman,
great
three.
Great Hoss guy.
You had Narvaez, four. Yep. You had Marcelo Meyer, five.
It's a good list.
I had Meyer off my list.
Okay? What?
So I went.
Friend of the show, Marcelo Meyer?
I know. Don't tell him, please. Slap me around with those giant mitts of his.
Got big paws.
I got Garrett Crochet, one, for obvious reasons. Best player on the team. Having one of the best seasons in baseball. He's number one. Alex Bregman, two.
Mm-hmm.
For all the Devers love, I mean, Bregman only has four fewer home runs despite missing all this time. He was on pace for a similar RBI total. He has a better average, better OPS, higher WAR,
yeah.
way better defensive player. Like, Bregman, to me, is just a better player than Rafael Devers.
Nicer to teammates.
Number two on the list. Number three, and I am factoring in last season.
Yeah.
I still have Jaren Duran third on the list. I believe in Jaren Duran. He's having a disappointing year. That's why you're making that face.
That's why I have him off the list. I did consider him for it, and it would have been based off of how good he was last year. But through whatever it is, 60-plus games, I don't think he's top five.
And it seemed like he was getting hot at home. It did not look good in Seattle.
No.
So I have him third on the
list,
but already that's shaky. And admittedly, a lot of that has to do with the great season he had last year. I put future Rolaids Relief Man of the Year, Aroldis Chapman, number four.
Good one.
And I got Carlos Narvaez.
Yes.
Number five on the list. I didn't want to do it.
Narvi.
I had trouble not justifying him on the list.
I think plus, statistically, he is the best hitter on the Red Sox.
Plus, right? As a little hat tip, I wanted to give Breslow an extra guy on there. So four out of five on both our lists are new Breslow guys.
Well, so we have the same list, same players on the list, except you have Duran, I have Meyer.
Would you have Duran sixth?
Yeah.
So I would have Meyer sixth.
You know who I might even have?
Top six Friday.
Top six. You know who? Seven. I got seven. You
know Hail Satan.
I bet I know.
Five or six.
Seven or eight.
That's what I was going for.
Five or six.
Well, Hail Satan's on that.
I know. Hail Satan's pretty good.
You know who might deserve some consideration is Seidon Rafaela.
Oh, text line says Seidon Rafaela, yeah.
Because nobody's hitting the cover off the ball.
That is not who I was going to say.
No, but like, so if you're going to look for some other area to sort of give credit to, he is good defensively. He's a great defensive center fielder. So I think Rafael is probably closer to this list than people might think.
First text was Crochet, Bregman, Chapman, Narvaez, Meyer. That's your
That's
exact
literally
list.
Literally my list, yeah.
Crochet, Chapman, Bregman, Narvaez, Duran.
This
Crochet,
guy's got
Bregman, Chapman, Duran. Story.
Story. Oy. Well, Story the last
actually,
2 weeks.
Actually, two of them have stories. Well, one's got Story four ahead of Bregman.
Well, I think Story is, that's sort of, you know.
Recency bias.
Yeah, recency bias. But the guy's hitting right now, and he's fielding it.
Kind of.
No, you and I don't like him, but it doesn't mean he hasn't had a good 2 weeks.
Yeah, but kinda. What's he hitting over the last 2 weeks?
Probably 1,000.
I mean, he's hit some home runs. Is he hitting that great?
He's hitting the cover off the ball.
You're right. Honorable mention, Rafaela.
Yeah, he's getting some good hacks in there.
Oh, real quick. No one said Willy Abreu. I kind of thought about Willy Abreu. Nick, I know you're looking something up.
It's open still,
You have your Abreu numbers? These are wild.
I took out the first four games of the season where he went nuclear against the Rangers.
Oh, he crushed.
So hang on. So we're like Christian Campbell, hot for a month. A whole month. He was the rookie of the month in April, and he's been sent down. He's done nothing since. Hit 159 since with like a 400 OPS. But that's at least a month of production.
Yeah.
Take out not a month for Abreu, four games. The Rangers series?
So this is a 60-game sample size. 219 plate appearances. He is hitting .222 with a .707 OPS.
Oh boy,
yeah, I would trade him. Listen, I'm not married to Willy Abreu. Real quick on Trevor Story, he was one of the worst players in May. He and Campbell, remember, how were like comically bad.
You got the June numbers. Give me the June numbers. Okay,
Hitting .283 in June with an .828 OPS. So Story's been pretty good in June.
No, if that's your hottest month, 280 something with like a barely over 800 OPS, that just tells me that's
they don't have a lot of guys with OPS over 800.
I know,
so.
but that's the ceiling for Trevor Story for like a hot month.
He
got an 800.
Stinks. Okay, I'm just saying.
No, I agree.
For him, he's doing well right now.
He's having a better stretch than I gave it credit for.
Last time we saw him, he socked the tater.
But when you're locked in, you should be hitting .350 with like 1,000 OPS for a month. When you're really worth your contract.
I mean, I guess.
And 1,000's high.
Yeah, I know.
Not for my guy, Bregman.
He's picking it, though, at short, too.
Devers had, like, the best month that Red Sox hitters ever had, and he didn't even hit what Jones just wanted.
.350 with 1,000 OPS?
Yeah, he was. Devers has
a 900 OPS on the year. I bet he's had months where he had 1,000 OPS. I guarantee it.
I'll tell you right now what Devers has done for the month of June.
June, he was terrible.
May. Yeah, OPS over 1,000.
Easy. Yeah. If you're really hot.
It's seven dongs. He hit .356. With an OPS of over 1,000.
Well, there you go.
And
Jones wanted him gone.
Yeah.
I've never been right so quickly.
Yeah. He had one steal.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's
also one caught steal.
That's a hot month for a good hitter. A lot of hitters can do that.
Oh, Sammy Sosa would have like 2,000 OPS.
When you're like, oh man, Trevor Story's hitting .280 this month. It's like, yeah, it's really not
Sammy
that good
Sosa
of a month.
Was also on juicing and
what
had
are you
a quick
talking
bat.
About? He corked
he
that once.
He was cheating twice.
No, he wasn't.
Honestly, you really got to respect
they cancel
it.
Each
like,
other
steroids
out.
Steroids are not enough. I'm corking my bat.
They cancel each other out. He's fine. He was a clean player.
All right,
and he's aged well.
Top five Friday here on Jones and Keefe. Largely similar numbers, similar rankings. But you can check those out at Jones and Keefe on social media. We'll take your thoughts on it. The return of Rafael Devers, Christian Campbell getting demoted. And we'll mix in some NBA thoughts as well. We got a game seven in the NBA Finals. I did not see that coming. Plus, Celtics listening to trade offers.
Seven.
We'll get to that coming up next.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.